Station Space, Slashdot Radio.
Alright, we're back. Excuse us, a little technical difficulty there.
Let's just hope that this episode actually records before it's destroyed.
Yeah, like last
Mac
week.
Crashiness.
That was the first time, actually, in quite some time that we had an episode go boom boom.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We
were due.
Yeah, that's true. We were overdue. So, this is Geeks in Space. You're listening to it. We're making it. We apologize in advance for the sadness of this particular episode. I am Rob Commander Taco Malda.
I am Jeff Hemo Space. I am controlled by the hive mind. I will speak.
Dude,
Jeff has had a lot.
Jeff is on
way
hook
too
number
much
three.
Caffeine and harp.
Sleep.
And sleep.
I also had
10 hours of sleep last night.
I went to bed at about 9:45 and got up at about 7:30,
which officially makes you a grandma.
Hey. Why don't you come over here and we'll see where this microphone
Love
fits.
Buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
Love.
Can't come over there.
It's
I have to run
check
the mixer.
Your urethra.
Wow, dude.
Whoa.
Oh, no. Hot sauce in the hole.
-5 points for mentioning urethra in the first 5 minutes. We're supposed to, you know, save the word urethra
yeah.
for the last 5 minutes.
If they hear urethra now, they'll never wait to
I'm
see how the episode
urethra.
Turns out.
You've blown your wad. I mean, what do you got left? Where can you go? Where can you go from there?
All right. Well, we can have other introductions done and hopefully forget all of this. Will you turn off the damn mixer? Or not the mixer.
The 303.
No, not the...
Will you please start hitting power buttons randomly? I'm Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter.
And I'm Nate Mixmaster Ostendoe.
Ostendoe? Don't you mean Ostendorp?
Ostendorp. But that's what the 8-letter truncation came out to.
Ostendorpen.
Yes, this is Geeks in Space, another highly cerebral intensive episode.
That's
thanks
right.
to our favorite depressant, beer.
That's right. It's open grill day here at well, I guess at my house. The grill has burnt up much steak and turkey and ground beef.
In my hand.
With patties made by our
yeah.
own cowboy.
Dude, next time I like Jeff's hand medium rare.
Ow, my wrist hurts.
That's because it's on fire.
It's because there's no hand attached.
Well, will someone put me out now?
Yeah, next time I think we should do Jeff's foot kebab.
Well, what you do is you
I've
just slice
I've got a gummy leg.
Thing. You slice the whole thing up, you know, like, you know, in 2-inch chunks. And then, I mean, that's a lot of food.
Serve it over rice with soy sauce?
Mm-hmm. I'll have to get a wok. I've been meaning to learn how to cook with a wok. And I think Jeff's foot is just the ingredient to test that out with.
That's what the Iron Chef of France thought.
Iron Chef, what's it, Masahito Kobe? Is that his name?
Oh, wow.
No, I've only seen it once.
Yeah.
All right, so what, hey, how about a news story, huh? Who likes news? We like news.
Moving rather fast, aren't we?
Wow, he's in a hurry. It's like we have an agenda or a deadline or something.
No, I just want to have another cool, refreshing taste of harp beer.
I myself.
Brewed in Ireland for Guinness by Harp
Nate
Brewery.
Nate and I are the Heineken duo here.
A good Dutch beer.
Friggin'
Heineken. Krauts. What are you talking about, dude?
Oh, that's right. Works Heineken is the one that's Dutch.
Brewed
right.
in Amsterdam.
Yeah, hello. What? Is it? Is Amstel brewed in Amsterdam?
No, Amstel's Dutch, too.
Well,
it's
that's
still
what I'm
Dutch.
Saying. I just said brewed.
They haven't, like, randomly changed it to some other ethnicity.
Well, dude, you know how all these friggin' liquor consortiums work.
There was only
that's
one
true.
A in
Budweiser
Amstel.
Is actually okay. made in Venezuela.
Jack Daniels is actually made by hippies in New York.
Upstate New York.
You might not know that based on their reputation as being inbred Southerner hicks. Let's see. So, has anything interesting actually happened on Slashdot in the last few days?
I see another VBS worm. Which, I mean, means nothing to anyone who runs Linux.
No, but this is a Nutella one.
This is a Nutella.
Well, yeah.
It's a little different
who
than,
cares?
You know, oh, you read an email and you were a nitwit and you clicked on an attachment.
Well, this time it's still you have to click on the friggin' attachment. But it's not an Outlook, amazingly enough. And that, and I like what it actually does. It says, if I was a naughty boy, I could use scripting to get name, email, whatever file I want. Now,
they
the grammatical nature of it is funny enough as it is, but...
See, we're in no position to mock grammar of any website.
Yeah, I had to update one of your stories this morning because you forgot a sentence.
Yeah, I do that. Which story did I forget a sentence in? That sounds good.
In the RIAA sued by MP3board.com. Oh, actually, it wasn't you forgot a sentence. It's that you
included
the sentence in the link.
Ah.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes. It's an easy mistake to make. Well, this morning it was all just like, gotta get a story up. There hasn't been anything posted all morning.
Except I'd already posted something.
Well, you had posted something, but it was like an hour earlier, and there was nothing on there, and it was bad. So I had to get a story up. That was like my hurry story.
Yeah, dude. AMD's new Thunderbird articles and benchmarks.
Well, that was the one that got trolled.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, Potter, why don't you shut your hole, buddy?
Uh-oh.
Nate?
Violence.
I think we should throw Potter into the EDB.
No, that's okay.
I don't like you when you drink, Jeff.
EDB swallows Potter. Potter is tasty.
Tastes like chicken.
Tastes like bird.
I do like the CNN homepage right now. It's got Bill Clinton flanked by two Ukrainian women as they shut down the Chernobyl nuclear power plant.
Check that out a sec.
All right. Anyway, let's go on. So,
hey, can I bitch about something?
ISDN is slow.
Well, ISDN is slow, but I want to bitch about people submitting your rights online stories for everything and anything. Like, you know, my boss, he won't let me run a porn web server off my desktop at the office. My rights are obviously my basic rights are being violated here. That just pisses me off.
I also like the email Jamie got, which was, Bell won't offer DSL here yet. I think this is a rights issue.
Right. It's like, it's your right to have ADSL run into your neighborhood. I mean, if it was my right to have DSL in my neighborhood, I mean, there would be heads rolling all over the place. But it's not. You see. Because that's why it's funny.
So there's no heads rolling.
Which is too bad, because heads are they're a little harder to roll than a bowling ball. But if you can get them to go straight, you can take down a lot more pins.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. There's your bitch about that. The Data Haven story. Data Haven open for business
today. That was
pretty cool. Timothy posted that.
It's all Cryptonomicon-y.
Yep.
Yeah, it's very Cryptonomicon-y. It's the independent principality of Sealand, which is one of those. It's like, actually, I think it's like the Isle of Man. I'm not sure what the Isle of Man's exact legal what they are exactly. They're kind of associated with Great Britain, but kind of not.
And they just have no copyright law?
Well, I mean, the Isle of Man, it's like its own nation, except not. It's basically like anything. I think the way that goes is that anything external, like foreign affairs, having an army or anything like that, is
England.
Yeah, is England. But anything internal, they're their own country. So I propose that we acquire a small Pacific island and create a data haven. And we'll have to give Neil Stevenson some, you know,
royalties.
Money. Yeah, there'll be that part.
I think it's just easier to...
He didn't invent the concept.
No,
he totally
didn't
invent
it.
The concept. We don't have
but
to
I think
royalties.
We should make him God Emperor.
Well, not necessarily God Emperor, but, I mean, he could be, like, you know, in the court. Like, maybe as the jester. But, I mean, we'd pay him well.
I think yes,
we'd
that
be,
seems like a very good
we'd be
use
doing
of
well
Neil Stevenson.
If, we got we could, Neil Stevenson
to be our jester.
The, jester.
Well,
yeah.
He could, like, go and just hang out on our island. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, if we had an island, we could get... Well, basically, maybe we could make, like, the court jester, like, be the president. Like, your job was, like, if you were the president, you also had to be the jester. So, instead of, like, an annual State of the Union address, you had to, like, wear a silly hat and dance.
You're looking at me here, aren't you?
I'm looking at you. Because I think that you would be nominated for the... You'd be the premier jester slash president of the Isle of whatever
we call
it.
That's a lovely jig there, Potter. See you next year.
Let's see.
For
in
a
other
State
news,
of the Union address.
The United States and the European Union are close to getting a data privacy deal worked out concerning basically companies collecting information on the web.
Thank God.
However, it looks like what will happen is that the U.S. is going to convince the EU to have looser laws about it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because the U.S. has ack-bassword stungafaggle.
It's bass-ackwards.
No, it's ack-bassword stungafaggle concerning privacy laws. And we want to contaminate the rest of the world.
That's right. Now, mm-hmm. See, I like knowing that companies are out there selling incorrect credit information about me. I think that is a good thing. I
like just
that.
Like to state for the record, if anyone ever gets something signed up by Simon Garfunkel, that's me.
What?
It's
Simon
a little
Garfunkel
bit like
is
Simpson
the,
Garfinkel.
Yeah, except, well, kind of. No, Simon Garfunkel is the
your
artificial
persona.
Personality that I've created. He's
45
and is an accountant.
And you use him whenever you need a form?
Yep.
That's pretty cool. Anything you can do to make things unstable or incorrect is all right by me.
I derive a lot of joy from knowing that somewhere out there a database is a little less reliable because of me.
Well, especially because, you know, they're selling that data based on, you know, the fact that they've got, you know, 7.3 million
sell
entries
me
in it.
Printer toner!
That's right, to sell you printer toner. You know, my spam count has actually been down quite a bit in the last few days. It's
well,
been
that's because
nice.
You have CSC.
Actually, I broke CSC. The latest Woody broke CSC, so now I have to fix that. So I'm back in Pine again. It's tragic.
Pinos. The hands of mail.
See, I need to sit down, really, and just learn procmail in and out. Got to find one. Because some of those, you know, the procmail ninjas, I mean, they're just like, wow, here's my 17,000-line procmail file, and it guarantees that I only read one email a day, you know, but it's from God, so it's all right.
And if I reply to it, I've fulfilled all of my, you know, career needs for that day.
That's right.
I can make my $80,000 a year.
Excellent. I want a job that is my job to respond to one email a day, and I get $80,000 a year.
Yeah, that's a...
Actually, I'd like about 10 of those jobs.
10 of them at what? That's true. I'd be willing to respond to 10 emails a day.
You know, I'd be willing to go to 20.
20?
Yeah.
For 20 times 80
Dude,
grand a
20
year?
Is a vacation.
Yeah. I'm used to, you know, 50 or 100 replies a day. Although I'm pretty brutal with my replies these days. You get three words and, you know, woo! That was more the time than I had.
AMD's new Thunderbird.
Which is the best name for a processor.
Yeah,
ever.
Exactly.
What's
Thunderbird and Night Train in 2020 are their Mad Dog 2020 are AMD's next product names.
Yeah.
See, they shouldn't be naming things
out
after
for
cars.
The Night Train.
They shouldn't be naming things after that. I mean, the Thunderbird wasn't even a cool car.
No!
Whoa, dude. You just offended a whole wing of our audience.
What? Yeah,
the Thunderbird
Does
audience.
Chevy make Thunderbirds? I really hate Ford. Ford sucks.
You know, it was on the way back from the airport yesterday. I was driving down the road with my wife-to-be, and we were looking out. I think we were driving along Lakewood, and there's some house that on its flagpole has the Ford flag on it.
Yeah.
One nation under Ford.
Did you see the Onion article that was running a while back about the Kelvin and Hobbes or the Kelvin urinating stickers being used as form of national communication or a dialogue on given subjects?
Blah, I'm going to piss on this.
Look, somebody actually submitted a Slashdot story submission the other day, which was a kind of a parody, but it was like a penguin peeing on a Microsoft flag. And I'm just like, is that the best you can do? Hey, you know, there are words. You know, but nope, urine. Urine is the best way to criticize someone. Aha!
Pissing contest.
Excellent. God bless America.
No, but really, it's going to go Thunderbird and then Mad Dog and...
2020?
Yeah. I mean, is the next processor going to be the Wild Irish Rose?
Actually, the next processor is Boone's.
But I was told by Bill that I would get to talk longer on the show, and if I'm not allowed, I could...
Potter, you can keep talking, Potter.
I could get this...
We've got nothing better to say.
I could get this
you can,
whole
no,
show
go ahead,
taken
dude.
Down.
You can talk as much as you want.
It's okay.
It's okay.
You're considered, you know, to be the best part of this show,
I could
which isn't saying a lot.
The listeners always really like you, Potter. You should keep talking.
Yeah, but then they're going to be all, no, he talks too much. Now he's trying to spread his capitalist agenda or something.
That's true.
I'm like, yes, you should go out and spend money on stuff. Ha ha ha.
You can, like, plug the place you buy all your vinyl from or something.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to give shouts out to Pete, Tony, and Jasper at turntablelab.com.
Yeah, I'd like to give shouts out to Express.com, which I'm pretty sure is a mega monopoly, but I ordered, like, all of Tenchi from them now. We had the anime story that we ran last week, the Essential Anime, and it was basically just kind of a pretty open-ended, you know, here's some anime I like, what do you like? And, well, one thing I've discovered is that, the anime community in a lot of ways is like the open source community. It's pretty cool. There's just a lot of really, I mean, there's a lot of asses, which is very true in the open source community, but I found that very few asses actually write code. Most asses just post Slashdot comments. The nice people that actually, the cool people that actually write code are a lot of people that emailed me on the anime story. And they were really cool. They gave me a lot of good suggestions. And one of the suggestions was Tenchi. Potter and Jamie and I watched Tenchi this weekend, and it was pretty insane.
Yeah, it was crazy, but I think it was I liked it.
I like any anime that the closing credits, the soundtrack features banjo and electric guitar in the same song.
All set to techno drums?
Yep, with techno beats in the background. It's, oh, man. It was
so
just
saying, even if I die or get change shape or get reborn.
Even if I die, change shape or get reborn. It was Tenchi in Tokyo was actually what we watched. And there's a whole lot of Tenchi available on DVD. So I'm excited now that I've seen every episode of DBZ that's available in the United States. I have something else to watch for a few weeks. So, Potter was just talking about Pornalize.
Yeah, I pornalized everything 2.com.
I was about to pornalize Slashdot.
The Pornalize Slashdot is pretty good. Although I wouldn't recommend it for those of you under 18.
How do you spell Pornalize?
PORNOLIZE.com.
L-I-Z-E? Yeah. Yep. Welcome to Slashdot. Okay, I'm waiting for my Pornalize. Come on.
Oh, who loves the T1?
It's the internet.
I really
slow.
Like to have the T1.
Now it's the ISDN.
So slow,
what the heck? It munches GIFs up, too?
ISDN land.
I don't know what it does to them, but
what the heck?
It makes them
nuttier. The problem with reading everything, too, is that I can never really tell what part is pornalized and what part is just the horny teenagers who hang out on it.
Everything, too, is pretty much just weird as is.
Yeah.
What the hell? This doesn't make any sense. Oh, they inserted bad words.
You did the language wrong.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
What language should I have done it? Oh, I turned
English. It defaults to Norwegian.
Excellent. That explains it. I Norwegianified Slashdot with mixed
porn. So you Norwegian pornified it.
These are the kind of usability issues that you would have to deal with if you were Scandinavian, but living in America, you never even think about.
Wow, yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. I'm dumb American. I'll just click here. Now I'll put it on my credit card.
Whoa, this is harsh, dude. Wow, okay. This says a lot of words that I'm not willing to say.
Like Dirk Diggler.
Well, like sodomiting. I'm not willing to say sodomiting. Read Cockboy more. Oh, my Lord. This is insane. Okay, everybody should go to pornolies.com. This is the best dialectizer I've seen in a while.
But the poll still fits, oddly enough, especially the I just blow on it real hard option.
Oh, someone did have a suggestion for a poll, which was, I read the stories before I post comments on it. Yes, no.
All right, I'll do that.
I found that one pretty amusing.
I can do that poll.
Yes, thank you. I think it was Cameron Gregg who sent that one in.
So somebody with two first names?
Yes.
So do you think it's a real name?
I think it's probably a two-headed person.
Ooh, Cameron and Greg. The Siamese twins.
What do you think, Greg? I don't know, Cameron.
Oh, dude.
You wanted to go to the store, but I had to take a shower.
Oh.
Okay.
So I don't know what this is all about, but it's frightening me. Is Sony opening their PlayStation?
Well, that actually is interesting because it's basically Sony saying, we want to destroy Sega, Nintendo, and Microsoft
and
by making
doesn't?
It so anyone can... I mean, they open the processors and the graphics chips.
Now, the processors, they
the
actually, they
the
actually licensed
PS2?
From Toshiba, correct?
I thought it was like an ARM chip or something. No, it wasn't.
The Emotion engine, I believe, was licensed from Toshiba.
Okay.
It's not internal.
Who's got the
SGI?
Okay, Nintendo's got the SGI chipset.
Yeah.
And then the Dreamcast is all Microsoft OS.
It's Wince. It runs Wince.
Right.
But it doesn't always run Wince. That's just for its internet capabilities.
Oh, it only sometimes runs Wince.
Yes. The other times
only
it's just,
sometimes does it Wince.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if that works out, I'm sure it'll be pretty good. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, $150 Panasonic, PlayStation 2s in the next, couple of years.
Sure.
That would do it. So I think that'll probably be a good move for them.
Yeah, just, it's not really... Yeah, the first comment that I just saw, they noted this. It's not open. It's just, you know...
You can license.
Right. It's licensable, which is, again, Emmett misused the word open, I think, in this context, which
but,
he does.
I mean, that's really what... I don't know. In hardware, you don't really have as much open stuff as much as you have
things
like
licensable.
Licensing.
But, I mean, you know, I want to be able to build my own if I've got a big pile of parts.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm, you know, kind of dumb.
And my
basically.
Own silicon stamper.
Right. Well, my own silicon stamper is out back. Where's yours?
Mine hasn't come from the
from the silicon stamper place. Yet.
Oh, I just poured $4 billion into my own fab. I mean,
you're really?
You're totally overpaid. I mean, thanks to an unprecedented military stockpiling. You know, you just need to go to your local military surplus store and pick them up for mere pennies.
Oh yeah, dude.
Since most
you didn't know,
I'm waiting for quantum computing because then you can.
Then your fab will be like, you know, you fit it in a shoebox.
Yep.
That'll be all right.
Put it in a shoebox, dude. It fits on top of a table. You just don't know what table.
What you do
it's
is
so tiny.
You understand
my genius.
You have an image that will, or you have a light which will only light up if you have the correct chipset in there, and then it just happens.
Right. Technology, ain't it great?
Technology. It's what's for dinner.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah.
I think you need some medical assistance.
Oh, I think I'm probably gonna take a nap after we're done with this.
Oh, really? You know, now that
AKA
you've got...
AKA pass out from the obscene amounts of alcohol which Hemos has been ingesting.
You mean
today.
From the refreshing heart brewed by the Guinness Brewing Corporation, Dundalk, Ireland.
Yeah,
really? Guinness makes harp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they import it.
Oh,
well,
all right.
Well, Guinness owns harp.
It's the same company.
Yeah.
See, I'm enjoying
this. Same way they own Bass.
I'm enjoying this original quality 12 fluid ounces Heineken Lager.
That's Bass Pale Ale, the world's oldest registered trademark.
I believe that it got the Diplôme d'Honneur Amsterdam in 1883. Heineken, that is.
By the way, there's a government warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy. Potter, put that down, because
a woman nor pregnant.
Love geek child is going to...
Potter actually...
Surgery can fix both of those things.
Potter is going to give birth Kroll style, which means his body will be eaten by 1,000 tiny worms, which will eventually grow into more Potters.
Tired of your free existence doing what you please? Would you rather be enslaved by an army of overlords? Hi, I'm Thrak, commander of the Kroll Invasion Force.
And I'm here to suggest that you, no, not suggest, demand that you submit to our supreme authority.
Submit! Submit!
Yes, with your 5-year tenure in the Kroll Invasion Force, you too can earn $10,000 towards tuition. You'll receive training in the latest Kroll technology.
And frequent Kroll points, useful towards Amanda Freezers.
Let's hear from satisfied customers.
I love being a member of the Kroll Invasion Force. I no longer have to think for myself.
My skeet shooting accuracy improved 200% once I joined the Kroll Invasion Force. After all them people that I had to shoot,
they taught me all sorts of things that I needed to know. Now I can get a great job, and I got immediately accepted into the ATT Tech University.
Kroll Invasion, it's better than Viagra. Brought to you by
KrollInvasion.com. Yeah, isn't crawlinvasion.com a redirector to Blockstackers?
I think it's the Crawl Invasion, somewhere around there.
It's just crawlinvasion.com.
Hey, you guys, homework for this weekend. You have to do something to torment Kurt now that he's got a sore throat.
Send him cold remedies. Like eating a bag of sea salt.
Somebody sometimes sent me this how to make like super cough syrup. Then I could forward that to you guys.
Take 4 bottles of Robitussin and boil them down or something.
Right. It was how to condense lots and lots of corn syrup or cough syrup to make super cough syrup, which basically is, you know, hi, I'm 16 and I can't buy alcohol yet. Here's how I can make my brain hurt legally.
Killing brain cells. It's American tradition, dude.
It's what high school students do.
Softly with chemicals.
Well, yeah, dude. Life kind of sucks. I mean, you know, you might as well fix that with chemicals.
Life was fine. Life was great till I made...
What are you talking
anyone?
About?
Or if you can't afford chemicals, join the Kroll Invasion Force.
That's right. The chemicals that they give you, break down after 12 years of service.
After only 12 years of service, you will qualify for 2 metric acres in the Alpha Centauri sector.
Yeah. Excellent. I've done my time. Give me my acres on Alpha Centauri. Dude, it's a little hot over there, you know, because it's a sun.
No, once you have finished your 12 years of service, you will take on the Kroll form. You will be silicoid life.
Oh, that's so cool. So then I could, like, live in space and not breathe air?
How do you think we get you there? Granted, you'll have to wait 103 million years to arrive at Alpha Centauri.
They tow you.
Your meditation skills will be top notch.
If you, like, stood one person on another person's shoulders for the entire population of the Earth and then, like, towed them to another galaxy, how would that work?
They would all explosively decompress.
Yay.
Yeah, all right.
Well, if
we
you're Silicon Life,
this friggin' episode.
If you're Silicon Life, that would totally work.
What happened to the new...
Well, except for the part where the gravitational pulls tears them to pieces. Oh,
yep.
We passed too close to the black hole. We lost most of China.
That's all right. It's just the Chinese people. We really just want to make sure we save the Portuguese.
No, Blockstacker says nothing against Chinese people.
We love the Chinese.
Just not the Canadians.
The Canadians are the ones that get
like
us.
Chinese.
They only come up to your knees.
They're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please.
I like Chinese thought. The wisdom that Confucius taught.
Okay.
Think of the
Do we have any
to impress?
There's Maozim, Daozim,
Yijing,
and Chess.
I like Chinese food.
All right.
Okay, do we have any other news?
Dude, we didn't have any news when we started.
All right, fair enough. All right, thank you for listening to Geeks in Space.
Wait, I have one last piece of news.
What?
Uh-oh.
Diablo 2 stress test is going on. I have several items for sale on eBay, so if you would...
But please don't PK him. He's worried about being PK'd.
Yeah.
What's PK'd, dude? Player
killed.
Oh, really? So that's... Oh, that's right. So if, like, you play the game, you, like, sell somebody your item on eBay, and then they, like, come and show up, and then they, like, 12 guys jump out and just kill you and take your item?
Yep. You know, when you see a game that says Gem Store, but there's, like, 6 guys in it, you're not going to be buying gems. You're going to be giving gems up as you die.
Excellent. What's the currency in this game?
Gold pieces.
Gold pieces? So what's
gems? Of course.
What's gem for?
Well, they're worth a lot.
The gem,
I see.
There are socketable items that have sockets, and you put gems in the sockets.
Oh, so they're kind of like, what was it in the PlayStation game? The
Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy
VII. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
What were those called?
Materia.
What the hell? I always hated that. Couldn't they name them something useful?
Although Materia was pretty cool once you got, like, double Materia. You know, the ones which would double the powers.
Well, then you could summon the space laser dragon and have it blow up
You'd get the sword that could hold, like, 4.
As you can see, Nate played a lot of Final Fantasy VII.
I played a lot of Final Fantasy VII, too.
It was a good game.
It's a good game, yeah.
Final Fantasy VII 2. Oh, Final Seven.
As well.
Seven also.
With 7
in
2.
Oh, my God.
The sequel to Final Fantasy VII. Final Fantasy VII 2.
I missed, like, 60 releases. Dear God. Hey, thanks for listening.
Okay, thanks for listening.
We apologize again this episode. Well, it sucked as much as they all do, but hey, whatever. What you gonna do?
Maybe we'll fix it in post.
No, we won't. We're really lazy.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, we swore a lot in this episode, so, I mean, we're not even gonna fix that in post.
Nope.
Maybe the sink will.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Good night.
Have a good one.
Good night, Gracie.